It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Our old buddy Greg Barrett playing the Irvine Improv tomorrow night. And if you tell Greg a story, it better be good.
Stories are important, by the way. A little sidebar. Stories are important. I just got to, you know, stories are gifts, really, because you love a good story. And someone calls up and goes, dude, I got to tell you this thing, man, and you're psyched about it. Stories are great, you know what I mean? Like, and there are people that can tell stories, and sometimes there's people that are not. And they are like gifts, and sometimes I wish that people would include a receipt with their story so that I could take it back. Because you've occupied my time with something that went nowhere. And, you know, I think there are three stories that are really difficult to pull off, even for master storytellers. Because to make a really good story, you have to get everyone involved. You know what I mean? That's when it's a good story, when it's universal that we can pass around. Now, I have a beautiful baby girl, and I love my daughter. She's, you know, the world to me. And yet I understand to a single person, maybe not so many baby stories are as enjoyable. Do you know what I'm saying? Talk to the people in the cult. You know what I mean? The people that have babies also, they love to hear your baby story. And you bat those back around, talk about Gymboree and, you know, and the diaper genie and all that other bullshit. Who's it, and you know, all that other gross stuff that people that are not having babies have the privilege to not be involved in. Baby story, very difficult to pull off. I think also, and this is a little bit more broad-based, but the dog/pet story. Next time you want to talk about your dog, just, if in your dog story your dog doesn't explode or speak Spanish, maybe you don't tell it. Maybe it's not the best story ever, you know what I mean? Another very precarious area is the dream. People have dreams and they want to tell them to you. But the thing about a dream is, didn't happen. Didn't. I just, you know what I mean? So it's a long story about something that didn't really actually happen, and then the ending is always the same. Unless you pass away in your sleep, you woke up. Yeah, that's the way I feel. I feel like, and they're great. Look, trust me, I know dreams are beautiful. They're awesome. They take place and they're vivid and they're in your head and they're, I hope that everybody here dreams. I think it's healthy. I mean, sometimes they're scary. Sometimes they're sexy. Sometimes crazy celebrities show up, you know, old friends. It's great. But remember this, they take place in your head while you're asleep. They're for you. They're for you. They're your little secret movies. If they weren't, they'd project out of your eyes onto the wall. We'd all watch them. I'm going over to Phil's. That mother has some awesome dreams, man. I am. Hopefully he had pizza tonight, because when he has pizza, man. So if you have to tell your dream, don't tell me it's a dream. That's the way I feel. Just tell me it as a story. And at least halfway through, I'm going, wait, you're a burrito? What are you talking about? What? How do you know Bono?